you know, I used to get very angry, and I had to start dealing with my anger because of my mother, my situation with my mother when I was a kid. She always accused me of being a rotten little scoundrel.
And you really weren't.
I wasn't, but she got I wasn't really.
But she but she wanted to make you that way.
Oh yes, sir. I do believe
because
she did.
Do you know why? Have you any idea why she wanted to do that?
I have no clue. There's a couple of reasons. On me or whatever.
That she's had bad experiences with men and you're a man.
Right.
She hated your father and you're the product of your father.
Right.
Or she had a boyfriend and may not be the case, but there's another reason. She has a boyfriend who gave her a baby and walked away, and therefore she hates the men, and the baby in her mother's womb is, especially if it's a boy, reminds right. her, it's like conditioned reflex, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Here's the man of okay. the man that did it to her. Well, and she hates it. She projects the hate towards
me. She accused me of being the stronger version of my father.
There you are.
So, you know, because I've been on, you know, I've always been on the forefront, you know, up front everywhere I've been.
I like that.
But, you know, I try to strive to do the best I can.
But you were angry rebel.
But I was angry. I've always been a rebel. And I've not been too good in a traditional church. And that's the reason why when you started talking about that, you know, you can understand and come to become independent on your own from the inside.
Yes.
To understand what God has us to be, to become here on earth. I've never felt comfortable in a traditional church.
I won't let you stay here either.
Everybody. No. Well, I'm saying people walk into a traditional church and it's like you feel like everybody is like going to pounce on you and they're judgmental of, you know, from the things from the car you drive to the clothes that you wear.
That's right.
And it's like, they pretty much worship not God, but the pastor that's in front of the church.
No question.
And I'm like, I got sick of it. And I, you know, they constantly.
But they're not aware of it.
You know, they're like, you know, I've been to churches throughout the country, back east. I mean, I'm a Southerner by trade. I live in California and Louisiana. I have a place in California and a place in Louisiana. And I was raised traditional Baptist, but I had a bad relationship with my mother. And it made me very angry, a very angry young man. And it's taken me until now to understand where that is and turn this thing around. And now I'm on my way back up. I'm not where I want to be.
It's a journey.
But I understand better. Once I found and started listening to you and start doing the meditation, I don't do it like I should.
But something's stirring.
But I'm still coming back up.
I like that.
So needless to say, Roy, thank God for you. And I tell you, I appreciate what you do.